the morning is not without incident. A crowd of about 10 volunteers and even more refugees from all over the world, Cuba, Pakistan, Congo, are gathered in a church parking lot to learn some tips for riding bicycle in America.
So use your back brake a little more and you'll skid rather than flipping.
There you go.
The best part? At the end of the 2 hours, the bikes they're using during the lesson will be theirs to keep. Last fall, Harrisonburg resident Richie Vaughn met with a group of women from Iraq to garner feedback about the city's bus system, sidewalks, and related infrastructure.
So just sort of offhand, I said, well, do any of you ride a bike? Because I can get across town in 20 minutes on a bike, and you're saying it takes an hour on a bus. And a bunch of them kind of like, you know, giggled and put their heads down. And it turns out that in Iraq, it's actually not socially, culturally acceptable to ride a bike if you're a woman. And several of them expressed interest in learning how to ride a bike, sort of for self-empowerment and this sort of new thing that you can do in America.
Vaughn's first class was geared toward that handful of women and some children. Her second was for four men from Eritrea who already knew how to ride, but needed to learn the rules of the road here and who needed bikes. One of the 15 bicycle recipients at this recent class is Fareed Ahmed, a college computer lecturer from Karachi City in Pakistan, where he faced religious persecution. Just 2 months ago, after 3 years in Sri Lanka, he arrived in the United States. He's looking for work and says that not having a job leaves him bored at home.
Now I have bicycle, so I will use it. So it's very helpful for me to travel, especially to little nearest places. Like I want to go market or some store, or maybe I can go job through this cycle. Because some places I search, bus cannot reach there. That's why it will very helpful for me.
The first part of the class is fitting helmets, here with volunteer Phoebe Kirby-Gletkowski.
Too tight now? Sorry, okay, we can make it looser.
Four of the bikes were paid for by the voluntary gas tax campaign in Harrisonburg, purchased new, and at cost, from Wise Cycles. Another was donated by the Bridgewater Rotary Club. Otherwise, says Vaughn,
I've pretty much bankrolled the program thus far.
Out on the parking lot pavement, Vaughn introduces the instructor for the day, Matt Hassman of Safe Routes to School.
Matt is going to teach us basic laws and rules here, and then we will go practice in the street with cars.
This drill will be to practice stopping quickly. Practice using both brakes so you don't go forward over the bars when you stop.
After the lesson, everyone divides into smaller language-specific clusters with an instructor and interpreter for each group, and they ride out onto the streets through a residential area of town. Carl Goetz is volunteering with a Spanish-speaking group.
Don't ride too close to parked cars because somebody can open a door.
The bicycle Ahmed receives isn't one of the brand new ones and is without a hoped-for rack for carrying supplies. Nonetheless, he is pleased that he again has his own bicycle.
I had my bicycle in Sri Lanka, so I donate to some other refugees. They can use it. I donate there and God arranged for me here. So I am happy.
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.